He did not open it now, but one thought passed through his mind. Can her convictions not be mine now? Her feelings, her aspirations, at least. She too had been greatly agitated that day, and at night she was taken ill again, but she was so happy, and so unexpectedly happy, that she was almost frightened of her happiness. 7 years. Only 7 years. At the beginning of their happiness, at some moments they were both ready to look on those 7 years as though they were 7 days. He didn't know that the new life would not be given him for nothing, that he would have to pay dearly for it, that it would cost him great striving, great suffering. But that is the beginning of a new story, the story of the gradual renewal of a man, the story of his gradual regeneration, of his passing from one world into another, of his initiation into a new, unknown life. That might be the subject of a new story. But our present story is ended.
The End. You've been listening to Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky, translated by Constance Garnett and narrated by George Guidel. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.